We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chain. We were made to be courageous.
Talk Radio and the Road Less Traveled and YouTube. Gee, it is a cloudy, chilly morning in southeastern Colorado.
Again. It's so weird, baby. But it's warm in our studio, isn't it? Because we've got...
It's 68 degrees and we have...
We've got our special guest.
We've got Jimbo on the other side of the camera.
This is weird.
Yeah, it is.
We got
this
Jimbo
is weird.
On the other side of the camera for all of you who have listened to Derek and George before.
We apologize.
Sorry about that. Sorry. For all of you who have listened to all of the Road Less Traveled shows, you always hear us talking about Jimbo, and we kind of look over here. And some of you might think that he's sitting over there, but he isn't. He's actually on a screen.
In a faraway land.
In a faraway land. And today, here he is.
Right here.
Here
amongst
he is.
Everybody.
Jimbo is
in the studio.
Is here in the studio. So we are excited. He's going to be with us today. And probably, we should probably say why he's here. I would imagine. Just, you know, we didn't invite him from a far-off land, did we?
I wasn't invited.
Well, you were invited.
Oh, okay.
You were invited.
I got an invitation.
You got an invitation. Tomorrow is my son's graduation from high school. And for those of you who don't know, Jimbo is my father, and therefore, Jacob is your grandson.
That's exactly. Cool how you put that together.
Yeah.
And pretty quick.
Here's the funny thing. What, 5 days ago?
Yes.
5 days ago, he's in Tennessee at his granddaughter's graduation.
Wow.
Gets home
That's
from Tennessee,
right there.
Packs one day, takes the two-day drive to get out here.
Out here.
You got to love that. Yeah. That's
dedication.
That's dedication.
Yes.
That is commitment. So Jimbo is in the studio with us today, but he still has to work because I made him run the board behind us.
Why is he running it? His noggin's blocking
half of it.
You can't see half of it.
There's nothing we can do when we put three people in. But you will need it. You will need it for the birthdays. You need the things.
Yeah.
I have noticed this. We'll get to this in a few minutes. But I'm just going to say this. I have noticed this, that when we do the birthdays, since we've got the TV in here now and you've started to put faces with, it's much easier for you.
Yeah.
So Jimbo and I have kind of discussed a little bit.
Jim doesn't like that.
Well,
he's
think
shaking his head.
We keep moving that number. You know,
soon I'm going to have to
nail it
right
on. That's exactly right.
Well, you did what? Last week, was it? I had those.
The only person you missed was the old guy.
The old guy.
You missed Bobby Darin.
I know. I
and
should
you get
have
the
known
young
that.
Kid.
I knew he died in his 30s. I don't know why. I think I said 41 or 2, and that was a bad guess.
Yeah, I don't know. So we're thinking about moving it to plus or minus 1.
No.
But we haven't yet.
Okay.
We haven't yet.
We'll see how you do this week.
Anyway, we want to let you know that if you want to get a hold of us, you can do that by emailing us at derekandgeorge@gmail.com. You can also follow us on our webpage at derekandgeorge.com. You can follow us on our Facebook. Guess what?
What?
Guess what it is at Facebook. Guess how you get a hold of us at Facebook.
Facebook.com.
Oh, good Lord. You've been sitting here for three years. You've been sitting here for 3 years, man. And I always say the same thing. Email us at Derek and George. Go to the webpage at Derek and George. Facebook us at... Really? You just said Facebook.com. Yeah.
You forget I sleep during this portion. I mentally... It takes a lot to keep this brain running.
Here's the
a
next
lot of
thing,
energy,
though.
So I have to go on shutdown every
Guess night. What you have to type in... To get us on Twitter.
Wait a minute, let me George move out of the way here.
George and Derek?
Yeah, George and Derek. Okay. That's what you need. You.
That's amazing.
Oh, good. That is unbelievable. God. That is unbelievably freaky that you missed that. Unbelievable. So, here's what we want to do, and we have to be very careful. We have
May
to be
21st.
Very careful. I don't have the blood pressure cuff with me.
Oh.
But we are going to do blood pressure Thursday. We always do that. We're going to do that after the break, blood pressure. We're all going to check our blood pressure at the break, just to see how it's going.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we are going to do blood pressure Thursday. Here's the I want to talk just a little bit about blood pressure Thursday. Last Thursday, we did blood pressure Thursday. We had you and I played tennis. It just wrecked me.
Mm-hmm.
It wrecked me. I ended up having to go to the doctor because I thought I was having a heart attack. It was bad. My blood pressure at its lowest, it was 92 over 48. I have no idea what was going on with it. So, we're going to have to watch
low?
That. Yeah.
Yeah, super low.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that.
And I told
Christine. Well, if I've been around, I just start shoveling dirt on you.
Pretty much.
Holy cow.
Anyway, you killed me on the court, literally.
Literally.
Almost killed me on the court. I told you I shouldn't have played that second set. I did. Anyway, we're going to check it after the break, or during the break, and see if it's up there doing better. I'm feeling much better now.
You look very good.
Yeah, just to let you know, I'm feeling much, much better. Now, we're getting ready to go into our birthdays, but I'm being very careful with our teleprompter so that
okay.
You won't see.
As you see, I will keep my eyes on you two fine-looking gentlemen.
For those of you who listen to Derek and George on a regular basis, again, we apologize for any damage it might have done to you. Especially this binge listening that's going on lately.
Somebody listened to all of our shows in 1 week time.
I loved that one.
You know, I felt a little bad for, you know, not taking the high road. I did call that
an idiot.
Yep. But, you know, I initially felt bad. And then I went, Mike, no, if you believe government policy has worked for 50 years in keeping poverty, in fighting poverty. I'm sorry, if you believe, you know, you could be a redneck. If you believe,
blood pressure,
then you are an idiot. Blood
pressure,
you're an idiot.
I got a question for you, because when Ask George questions like that come up, do you have to adjust your volume?
I usually take my headset and go like this.
We look over and see Jimbo laughing, and I'm thinking, because I'm always kind of motioning to George to. Okay.
I know. I stay. I'm pretty NPR public radio
you
voice
are
most
radio.
Of the time. But then when people say just idiot nonsense like that, and.
Yeah, and I don't know if he knows, but I'm sure Jimbo notices a lot. The higher you yell, the more shrill your
voice
gets.
Becomes,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, shrill. I don't sound like Hillary Clinton, do I?
No, not shrill like that.
At this point, what difference does it make?
Yes, that's
like,
exactly.
Kind of like that.
Holy.
That is exactly.
Just about like that.
So okay. the sound on this show, for anybody who's listening,
calm.
We apologize. It's just shot. not quite sure. You have to take it easy on my old amplifier. So let's get to the birthdays. Don't look. Don't look this way, okay? But our first birthday, you're going to know. Old Raymond Burr.
Yeah.
So you can see Raymond
Burr. Old Ironsides. He of Perry Mason.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Old Ironside. I will let you know that obviously Raymond Burr is dead, and he did die in 1993. So how old was Raymond Burr when he died.
Wow, he died in 93.
So 22 years ago, he died. So if you want to take those numbers and try and figure out how old Randy Burr would be today.
I just
got to
put him. I watched Perry Mason. Those were reruns.
Okay.
This is going to be a tough one.
Aha.
He has to be...
Now remember, we're going plus or minus
parents
two.
By, okay. I'm going to say, how old was he when he died?
Well, if you're going to say how old he is now, just subtract.
He died
20,
in 92?
93. So you
93.
Just so take however
okay.
old you think
okay.
he is now and subtract 42.
He died 42. When he was
plus or minus two.
How recent a photo was that?
Okay,
he died in, he was 85 years old.
Ooh. Way off. He was 76 years old when he died.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
It's the Jimbo curse. Okay, this next one, you're not going to know him. You might.
That's a baseball guy.
His name's Bobby Cox. He's the manager of the Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
And he is still alive. And that's a pretty good picture when you say Jimbo of what he is right now. Not far off at all. So just looking at the picture of Bobby Cox. It's Bobby Cox's birthday, Atlanta Braves manager. Still the Atlanta Braves manager, I believe. Yeah. How old is Bobby Cox?
See, now your father's a fine looking man. He's right next to him here. I know how. I'm going to say 70.
Are you done with that?
Yeah, I'm done. I don't.
74. You missed that one.
Really? Okay.
Okay. You're gonna get this next one.
You know, he's heavier and Frankenberger.
How old is Al Frankenberger? Today is Al Frankenberger's birthday. How old is old Al Franken? Senator.
He's 60.
He is 64.
Oh.
Yeah, 0-3. And finally, today is Mr. T's birthday.
Clubber Lang.
How old is Clubber Lang? How old is Mr. T on this very day, May 21st, 2015? 0-3 so far. Pull it out from the fire. Can we do it? Jimbo could have a complete sweep and be in the studio.
These are tough. These are
you
tough
see what
ones,
you did?
I, yeah.
You pissed him off. That's what happened. You pissed off Jimbo, and that's it.
Okay. So when this picture took place.
Okay. When did Rocky III come out? That was your. That's your thing. Because that's Rocky III.
Okay. Okay. I would say maybe 81. Something like that. 82, man. Okay, couple years. Okay.
The math has completed, and now we are moving in to the actual summation of numbers.
He is 61 years old.
63. You got
it. I got
it.
He was close.
He pulled one out there simply because of the plus or minus.
Yeah.
Two, but Jimbo got the best of you on that.
You did. You bested me that time.
He bested you. That's exactly right.
Wow.
We do
Raymond
want
Burr. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Raymond
old Ironside.
Burr.
What was his Perry Mason?
Perry Mason.
Those are.
Oh, what a classic show.
Yeah.
Oh
my next best thing I was trying to find was baby pictures of him.
Oh, you couldn't really. There you go. Baby pictures. That'd be good. That would be good right there. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun to pull in a baby picture and say, that's little Raymond Burr.
Yeah.
And then you got to kind of, okay, that kind of looks like a picture taken in 1917. Yeah. There you go.
In plate.
We want to update you on the end of an error. And yes, I'm saying that's correct. End of an error every week here on Derek and George. We let you know how closer we are to the end of an error, and just to let you know, it's 611 days. God, it's just like it's tomorrow, isn't it?
No, it's like it's eternity.
I'm just waiting. Soon, in just a couple weeks, we will flip that to 500.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. End of an error, you can always check that up. If you're the kind of person like me that likes to know to the exact second, just go to DerekAndGeorge.com. The end of an era countdown is there, all the way to January 20th, 2017, at 10 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, Standard Time, whatever it'll be then. You know, even if he doesn't say it, even if they don't swear in the next president by 12 o'clock, it's still over. It's still over. End of an era. Absolutely looking forward to that. Okay, want to hit just a little bit of news around the world. Obvious, and I wanted to ask both of you about this, and we've got a little bit of a clip here. Remember this. Now, this is bad. This is, you know what this is? You recognize it?
It's the same thing. It's not giving me much more. I don't.
Well, hence, it's probably an opening for a show.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
It's the original theme to the David Letterman show.
Oh.
That's back when it was the David Letterman show. And last night was it for old Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Last
yeah,
night
I forgot
was his
to
show.
Tape that. I don't.
Yep. Last night was David Letterman's last show after what? 33 years. He went to David, or originally started off, what, NBC? Was it NBC originally started off?
I think he stopped.
Well, originally.
And then they snubbed him
yeah,
for Johnny.
Yeah. He used to
when
be.
When Johnny left, and he thought he'd get the Tonight Show. And then,
I have to admit, I didn't watch him much.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry.
Do you watch late night shows?
I watched a little of both Letterman and Leno for a while. To be honest, I never thought I was a Johnny Carson guy. And having watched Johnny for quite a few years, I just never. And I guess I started going to bed a little bit earlier, but as I got a little older. But I never thought anybody kind of lived up to Johnny Carson myself.
Now, wasn't it Jack Parr before?
Jack Parr started
the Tonight Show.
The only thing Letterman, he's from Indiana.
And that's the big thing. He is from Indiana.
Went to Ball State University, right? Muncie.
Yeah.
Not right from where we live in Marion.
He's
always at the 500.
Yes, which is probably why his last day was
yesterday.
Yeah,
because I'm sure he's probably in Indianapolis now.
Yeah,
since the 500 is getting ready to run.
Yeah, so he came. It was Jack Parr, and then of course all of the late night shows. Now Ed Sullivan wasn't a late night show, was it?
No,
because the TV's turned off at 9.
Really
big
shoe. No,
yeah,
that was Sunday night
prime time, as is what you want to call it.
Usually Sunday, I believe, it was like after Disney something.
It was prime time.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Really, really, really fine shoe.
And now, of course,
turn
they have...
on the bubble machine.
That's what the Lawrence Welk guy has some boys that turn on the bubble machine.
And that was...
But all the imitators with Ed Sullivan would say the way he said show, they would say
shoe. Have a really, really, really big shoe.
For you tonight.
Tonight.
And you have late night... Well, you have Letterman, then you have somebody after late night. Of course, it was Carson, and then Leno took over for Carson. And then, of course, Jimmy Fallon.
And I hear his ratings are, he's doing great.
Jimmy Fallon is funny.
Yeah.
He is funny. Now, I won't catch him at night, but, I mean, with the internet and everything, Jimmy Fallon is hilarious. He does all kinds of things. And then after him, there's another guy that comes on. So there's like the whole, it runs to like 1 o'clock in the morning or
something
like that.
Who's the new English guy?
Oh, he actually left because he was after, I can't remember who he was after. He actually has a show now, which is a game show. He actually has a game show, which is really funny. But there's so many. So Letterman's done. Jon Stewart, or not Jon Stewart, excuse me.
Stephen Colbert
is coming in for Letterman. Did you ever watch Stephen Colbert at all? Stephen Colbert, he's on Comedy Central, And he is the...
Is he coming in as himself, or...
I believe he's coming in. He's this faux Republican. His show, The Stephen Colbert Report, is the idea that he is this Republican, which he is not at all. Mm-hmm. And he always says that. He says, is it Stephen am I Stephen Colbert or am I Stephen Colbert? And so he's coming in. So I don't know if he's coming in as himself. I can't imagine that Dave would ever agree to having somebody come in and take it over in a Republican.
And if it's supposed to be in a conservative, it's going to be a talk. I mean, he's going to have guests.
Right.
And he's.
So yeah. I imagine Stephen Colbert.
He'll need to be himself.
Is coming in, who takes over as David Letterman. Of course, David Letterman is very, very left in his leanings. But they had a big show last night. I have not had the chance to see any of the clips yet. But I heard
Peyton was on.
Peyton was on. That's the one clip I saw. They had the big giant top 10. Because that's Dave Letterman's big thing. They had the big giant top 10. The final. Peyton was number 3. And he comes on and he says, Dave, you are to comedy what I am to comedy. Peyton was Dave was over there, said that what? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. But David Letterman is done. I don't know when Stephen Colbert starts back up. I don't know if it's gonna be in the fall. Does he start back up right away? What's he going to do? But after 33 years, Dave signs off of CBS from the Letterman Show. Didn't he used to be a weatherman when he first started?
Yes.
He was a weatherman. Mm. Was it a local Indiana station or was it a national station?
No, I think he was in Indiana someplace as a weatherman before he went to, where did he go to? Went to some other state.
He went to some other state.
Yeah.
The thing I remember about Letterman growing up, though, he always wore wrestling shoes on the David Letterman show. And I would always remember that. And then he had the big blow up, and I'm not sure if him and Leno were friends. I don't know.
Very offbeat he was when he came in, which had an allure with some of the...
Yeah, but an icon nonetheless. Everyone knows who David Letterman is. So it's kind of the end of an era for... Now, I don't remember it, but do you remember when Carson signed off?
Johnny Carson.
Yeah, sure. I don't remember when it was.
I don't remember when it was either, but that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Carson was signing off. Did Jack Parr sign off, or did he die? Was it
That's
just like, I've got enough?
I think it was just like it is today. They just changed
just
hands.
Went on to the, they just went on to the next.
And eventually...
To the next one.
You run out and you just start somebody else in.
Yeah. You know. So I'm curious what Jon Stewart is going to do because Jon Stewart is leaving his show. Jon Stewart is the antithesis of the Stephen Colbert. Mm-hmm. Stephen Colbert, who is this liberal Democrat who pretends to be a Republican, Jon Stewart makes no bones about it. He's not a Bill Maher kind of guy. He's a funny. It's on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And he is funny.
I've always enjoyed Stewart. Well, the thing about Stewart is he's kind of an equal basher. I mean, he pokes fun at his own party,
his own
or
party.
His own group's beliefs.
Yeah. So
I don't think you'll see the longevity anymore of the...
Probably not.
...late night host like we had before.
No. How long was Carson on?
Oh.
Decades.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
Karnak with his card.
Yeah. And I think Letterman was the same.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll see anybody like Carson or Letterman again. Even Leno didn't.
No.
He didn't, last that long
that
with all of the... And because now it's all driven by ratings. Not that it wasn't with Carson, but... Mm-hmm. Now, when Carson was on, was it again... And I don't even know what time the late night shows are on. After the news, is it 11 o'clock our time? When did the late night shows come on?
It came on here in Colorado. It was 10:35.
Yeah. 10:35.
After the news.
After the news. So that ran from 10:35 to... Now, was it the same with Carson? That was Carson? Carson was late.
Oh, yeah, they were late.
10:35.
Late night. Well, it was called The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
And that's continued on.
Because people would say, did you watch Carson last night? I thought, man, it's too late for me to stay up. So I know they used to come on late.
Yeah. So 10:35 would run to 11:35. Now they have ones that run, like I said, till like 1 o'clock. Jimmy Kimmel Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, and the big difference now, of course, is if you want to watch any of that, you can DVR it. Or even in the late, you know, the 80s time, mid later on, you could stick a tape in.
You know, they have a cool thing now that you can watch it. It's called the Internet. You should try it because it's the neatest. It's the neatest thing where they have these. You just push these buttons and it's like, there it is. And you're like, holy crap, I can't believe that.
Yeah, and you're watching it on. Now, do you have that set up for your TV?
What do you mean?
You got it. You're watching.
Oh, can I watch the Internet
on
your
big screen?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's as clear and good as... Now, see, I watch Internet TV, the programs.
Right.
But I don't do something for my computer to...
Yeah.
It's Netflix stuff through Apple Box.
Did you know that you could hook your TV up to?
Yeah, I could if I cared to do that.
You don't know how, do
not
you?
A lot.
I don't want to.
What do I need it for?
Why are you against it?
I'm not against it. It's great. I don't know. If you want to do it, do it. Don't look at me like I'm subhuman because I don't.
Animosity.
See, this kind of works in with the question for today.
It does work in for the question for the day.
And right
now. He likes, your son, he likes to bait me. He likes to give me fire. And he's looking over here like an idiot.
There's the voice, shrill.
That I don't want to get high. I don't want to do
that. I'm taking the headsets like this now. And
when you'll see us move our ears.
Normally, I would be running to board you and probably hear the thing, wow, that kind of got out of hand.
That got out of hand quickly, didn't it?
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast. It jumped up a notch. It did, didn't it?
We're going to take a break. I don't even know. Here's the funny thing. I don't even know what time we take. There's been time when Jimbo's away from the board, and that's the sad part about the summertime. We don't have Jimbo because he's at his golf, and we don't know.
When am I supposed to do this?
There's been times that we've missed the break by like 10 minutes, and I'm thinking to myself, Jimbo's going to kill me when he hears this. When do we take a break?
Well, on time, it should be 8:30.
Okay, so
you should have
been
hearing me for the last couple of minutes.
Yeah,
Sam,
you got 2 minutes to commercial break. So we got off on that tangent of George hating the internet. Just about as much as he hates Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
So
that's wrong.
Yeah. Anything else going on real quickly in the news that you want to hit? I don't want to talk about Deflategate anymore.
No, I'm fired
like
up.
Are you? Are you?
Yeah.
About the internet?
No, about our president.
What did he do now? Which part?
Two things he said. Of course, climate change is now our biggest threat to America.
He decided to say
it's
it to the Coast Guard Academy.
Did you see what he said at the Coast Guard Academy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This guy makes all respect for the president.
It boils down to this.
He is out to lunch. And then when he said, it ticked me off a while back because I have a business. I didn't build that business. Hey, you got a business? You didn't build that.
Shrill.
Shrill. It's going really shrill.
Yeah.
And then, and not that I have money, I am not. I'm a guy that's probably going to work most all of his life. But apparently, if you succeed and have wealth, you're one of life's lottery winners. You're a lottery winner.
That was the last. Yeah.
You have not worked hard and achieved. You've just suddenly, you got lucky and you won something.
You hit it big on a scratcher.
This guy, when he said that, open invitation. I would like to get our president in a padded room and just go to town on him. He just
611 days is too many, isn't it? 611
This guy
days.
Is a joke, and I'm
Hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to take George's blood pressure. We're going to find out what's going on. When we come back, we're going to have a little game because we're going to talk about graduation since it is the time of the year.
Oh, it is the season.
When we come back, we're going to put Jimbo and George on the spot.
Are you going to play Pomp in Circumstance? I love that song.
Are you going to do that? You know what? That would have been nice. That would have been nice to be able to play that.
Can find it.
Maybe. Yes, we're going to come back. So stay with us right on the other side of this break. We'll have more shrill voices and more internet hatred right here on the Derek and George Live Show. We'll be right back.
If you watch a game, it's fun. If you play it, it's recreation. But if you work at it, it's golf. A golf course should aspire to generate as much energy as it consumes. And 4 miles north of Marion, Indiana, is a golf course that does just that. 6,690 yards of pure energy. Arbor Trace Golf Club is a course that's beauty is matched only by its bite. A course that can test not only the steel of one's nerves, but the metal of their irons. It's a course for the beginner who desires to learn the game as well as the player who is ready to challenge it. So whether you're looking to play just for the fun of the game or the opportunity to work hard on it, Arbor Trace Golf Club is the course for you. Give Arbor Trace Golf Club a shot, because in golf, the most important shot you ever make is the next one.
Hello to all of Derek's listeners. Thanks, Derek, for giving me time to share my heart's passion, encouraging cancer, long-term illness patients, and their families. Gilead is an outreach that encourages over 2,400 people in 38 states. Our goal is to bring hope and help to those on the journey through the unknowns of treatment, family stress, and spiritual questions. One such story is Eric, whose senior year in high school was interrupted by the cancer that he was diagnosed with, interrupting a three-sport high school year. It changed his life and his perspective. Today, Eric's family oversees a foundation helping to find a cure. We're currently in our 15th year. We'd love to have you as a partner, either as a volunteer or a gift financially. Look for us on Facebook at Gilead Ministries.
Stay connected to what matters most with high-speed service from Secom. For the home, we offer access where you need it most. Whether you're looking for high-speed internet or an in-home voice package or both, Secom has your house covered. Send emails, download music, and surf the web with the fastest service in Southeast Colorado. Our two-way wireless connections offer download speeds of up to 15 megabytes, but with a fiber connection, the sky is the limit. For the business, Secom offers voice plans, broadband internet, DSL, and Ethernet circuits. Our fully integrated Metro Ethernet platform segregates your data traffic logically at the switch, avoiding the latency of multiple routers and quality of service overhead. With only a single router between you and our nationwide backbone carriers, you really will experience the internet at the speed of light. We also offer point-to-point data links to connect all of your business locations. And if you're looking for carrier-grade data transport or dark fiber, look no further than Secom's extensive privately owned fiber network. We own and maintain our own network with more than 1,200 miles of fiber and growing throughout Southeast Colorado. So whether you're looking for dark fiber, for cable, a dedicated corporate network, or carrier-grade data transport, Secom has the answers. Visit us at secom.net or call us at 1-800-657-7149. Secom, world-class communications right in your backyard.
Energy approached country musician Colt Ford to produce an energy drink. They knew immediately it had to be as real and authentic as Colt himself. Knuckle Energy's Southern style sweet tea is created using a traditional sweet tea recipe that has been passed down in Georgia from generation to generation. Using a Southern tea blend as the basis, as did the Ford family and many others, what Knuckle Energy has created is a product that has a fresh, light lemon zest with an energy supplement. To make this product as authentic as possible, Knuckle Energy has crafted a product that is 100% American-made. just like Colt Ford. So at the end of the day, if you find yourself lacking that energy that you need, don't knuckle under.
Chicken and biscuit.
Knuckle up. Knuckle Energy Drink. Find it at a come-and-go convenience store near you. You're listening to Derek and George Live on the Road Less Traveled, Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Derek and George Live show right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Road Less Traveled, as well as the YouTubery. We've got Jimbo, our producer, in the booth. Not in the booth.
In the studio.
I'm so used to saying in the booth. So the question is then, who the heck's running the...
Yeah, who's the heck's running this show?
We had told you before that we were going to do Blood Pressure Thursday just to see what we were like during the break. I'm at 134 over 90 with a pulse of 78. What did you end up...
138 over 91.
What?
138 over 91.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty close.
Yeah, very close.
Click me back one there, Jimbo. We hit the thing and went to
back on the Coast Guard thing.
Yeah.
Since he's telling the Coast Guard that global waste. I'm assuming their ships run on fossil fuel.
Oh, absolutely.
What are they supposed to do? Paddle around in canoes? What's the solution there?
I saw a great clip on the internet. It's a cool invention. You check it out. On the internet, and it was the picture in Seattle, and it was all of the, who are the people who are like all the climate changers and everything, and it was the picture of them in their kayaks, and they were surrounding a giant diesel thing.
Okay.
And the funny thing is, all their kayaks are made out of petroleum. That's what they're made out of. It was absolutely, they don't understand that at all. Jimbo's checking his blood pressure right now. So let's see. You were 130. What were you? 138 over 91.
Yeah.
I was 138 over 90. Is that what I was? 78. What was your pulse rate?
I was 78.
In the 70s or 80s. Let's see what Jimbo comes in at.
He'll probably kick us.
147.89.
Oh, we're all pretty good. What's your rate? 92.
92.
Okay, there we go. So we're okay. We can continue the show. Real quickly. Here's a kind of game that I want to play, and you heard it before, but it is the season. It is. We're excited about that. So we're excited about that, but it is. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to take the years that you and Jimbo graduated. So Jimbo graduated in 1958. You graduated in 1977.
Yes.
And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to start off with you, George, okay? So you're thinking about – you're going to use Jimbo's year. So you're thinking about the year 1958.
Sputnik.
You're going to think of 1958. So here's what I'm going to ask you to begin with, okay?
All right.
And I'll give you a little bit of leeway.
A little bit.
What was the average price of a house in 1958? The average price of a house.
Yes. This is nationwide?
Yes. This is for the United States.
I'll say $6,000.
$2,390.
You know, I was going to say.
Why didn't you?
Because I was going to Denver area. I know folks bought a house for
Okay, so you missed that one. What do you think the cost of a gallon of gas was in 1958? Average cost,
24 cents a gallon.
25 cents.
Woohoo!
A gallon. Very, very
good. You stop and get a dollar's worth of gas, 4 gallons, and you just drove around town all day long.
Yeah. There were a couple things, and there were a number of new technologies that were invented in 1958, and I don't know if you'll get this. But what would you say that if you're thinking back in 1958, what do you think the number one technological advancement was in 1958? I wouldn't have pegged it at 1958, but it was. What do you think it was? Like the 8-track tape?
Color TV.
It was the microchip. The microchip was invented in 1958. Well, can you believe that?
But...
It helps the internet. Yeah.
There's many things that came... Usually, if it's invented and come out, then society doesn't know about it for 15 years or... Just like microwaves. You know, microwaves weren't really in our homes till the late 70s, but they were invented.
Exactly. Yeah, it's much like the internet, which was invented actually back in the
50s. Al Gore invented it when he was a small child of only like 6 years old.
Back in Tennessee.
Al Gore.
I got a list of five. I'm wondering if you can hit any of these. And I'm not going to say that your answer is wrong, but they list five top films of 58. These aren't like Academy Awards or anything like that. Popular films. No, I do not have Marty, but I am not saying
Ben-Hur would not, have to be on there.
Ben-Hur is not on there. I don't
that's
think
59.
Yeah,
59.
Ah,
58.
58. Let me start you off.
Yeah.
Bridge on the River Kwai.
Oh, classic.
Classic.
Now,
yeah, it was a good
one. What a great show.
I don't know if you know any of these other ones. South Pacific?
Yes. I call it South Pathetic.
Gigi?
If you've had to sit through. Ah, thank heaven for little girls.
You ever heard of King?
What was the lady?
I can see her.
Delightful way.
In Gigi?
Yeah, round face.
I have no idea.
Round face. I can't. Gosh.
I don't.
See, I'm not good with movies. Dixie can pick out the movie stars and stuff, but I can see her.
What do you think some of the popular TV programs were?
Oh,
in 58.
See, that's
we talked about one earlier.
I'm going to say, I think it came out maybe 58. Rawhide.
No, I don't have a Rawhide on there.
Perry
Mason? I have the Ed Sullivan.
The Ed Sullivan Show.
Candid Camera.
Candid Camera. I watched Candid. That probably lasted quite a while.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Twilight.
Presents. Yeah. Alfred Hitchcock Presents. I don't know.
Oh, Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Yeah, that's Rod Serling's Twilight.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that just a... And also the Jack Benny Show.
Mm. Oh.
With Rod.
Mr. Benny! Rochester.
Yeah. Down to the bottom.
I used to. Yeah. So if you ever have a chance to watch, I'm sure you do because it's loaded in your computer somewhere, and you can watch that on your television.
Yeah.
Is watch the Jack Benny Show.
Jack Benny. Now, was Benny the one who played the violin?
The greatest? Yes. And he is actually a very accomplished violin player, although he was always the played the. The tightwad financially, which he was actually a very...
Two more things, and then we'll move on to Jimbo. Yeah. The Wham-O Company introduced this toy in 1958. Over 100 million are sold. What do you think it was?
Hula Hoop.
It was the Hula Hoop. Yep. That was exactly right. And the last one, the Broadway musical What? Opened in London with Rex Harrison. My Fair Lady. That's exactly right. Very good on that. Would you have gotten that if I wouldn't have given you those people?
The people?
Yeah.
No, when you said Rex, 58, you can kind of guess it maybe, but I mean, there's too much.
So you graduated in 77.
Yes.
Is that right? All right, let's look
that
at some
correct.
Of the 77s here for Jimbo. Okay. how much did the average house cost? Do you think in 1978? Now remember, George went really high, but I don't know. So we're talking about a difference of 19 years.
Yeah.
This, I'll tell you what, he's guessing a very tough era for house prices because house prices nearly doubled in. This was a high inflationary time.
Real quick with history though, back to you real quick. In 1958, who was the president?
Ike
was the president. That's exactly right. How much did
Carter in 77?
Yeah, Carter in 77. How much did a house cost? This is amazing.
I bought my house in 72.
Yeah.
Actually, 71. Moved in 72.
Yeah.
In 77, I'm going to.
Now you're talking nationwide here.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to say probably the average.
So you got to throw in the big ones.
Had to be.
How much was it?
18,000.
$49,000.
Whoa!
Yeah,
$49,000.
The average?
Wow.
Yeah. The average monthly rent.
I got a bargain on my
house. Was $240 is the average rent. What was the cost of a gallon of gas? That's a tough year too, because I'm telling you, with this one, don't think gas shortage yet on this one. Don't think
that was '80s.
Yeah, so gallon of gas in
1975 cents a gallon.
That's a good guess. It could have been that when I started driving a couple years prior to that, it was 55.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the funny thing is, you said 75, you said 55.
65.
It's 65,
right in the middle.
Right in the middle. That's exactly where it's.
And it was like, oh my goodness, gas is getting out of sight here.
Yeah, it is. Here's one. Let's see how much. Now, I didn't even know they made them that small, but how much was a new stereo system? If you bought a new stereo system, I can't even remember what the stereo systems looked like in 1977.
Well, I was going to say the stereo system we had was about the size of a refrigerator.
I loved that thing. It was a long thing.
It had
the record player and the 8-track player in it, and it had place for your records, and it was a
was
big one.
Was it a console? Wood console?
Oh,
wood
yeah, console. Those were,
yeah. How much you think a new stereo system cost back in 1977, the year that George graduated, I'm sure, it was the big stereo.
Probably $50.
$247.
Wow, no wonder I had to work overtime for that.
Yes, very expensive.
That there's many things in technology that have stayed very similar priced.
Mm-hmm.
Televisions in, like, my first television in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Color television,
right?
A 17-inch screen cost like $350.
Sure.
And
in today's dollars,
we went in H.
How much was
you
that?
Know, we got the flat screen technology that when it came out was pretty high, but overall, televisions have remained pretty stagnant. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get an amazing piece of technology
the TV that's behind us here on YouTube, HD, wireless. A Wi-Fi, all those, $249.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're throwaway. That's what I call them.
Yeah.
That's what I call
$249. Last question then. What was the average income in 1977? The average income nationwide. How much?
Oh boy.
What was the average income? Now, you got to remember, the average cost of a house was $49,000.
Yeah,
how much?
I've been with the phone company 15, 16 years by then. I was top pay. And I think we was making $200 and some a week.
Mm-hmm.
A month or a week?
A year.
Oh, in a year. Okay.
Yeah, in a year.
$20,000.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say $21,000.
I'll lowball that, maybe say $17,000.
$15,900.
Okay.
Was the average across.
I'm never
across.
Good at that.
Jimbo graduated in 1958. Big G graduated in 77. I graduated in 86. I don't remember anything about 1986.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't remember anything.
It was a good year.
Yeah, it was a really good year. We want to get to the.
I remember he was second. They finished second place in baseball
in state because we won in 1984. I remember that. We're going to get to the Ask George question here really quick because it's very.
I've got a question for you. I've got a question.
Read it off the board. I looked and knew that Jimbo was coming on, and I thought, you know what? I wonder if anybody ever wrote a letter about Jimbo, and it took me a while to find this. Dear Derek and George, I hope this gets on your show. My name is Brian, and I'm 11 years old, and I want to be a producer of shows one day. My mom and dad listened to your show, and they told me about Jimbo. Is there any way I could ask Jimbo a question? How do you decide when commercials are, pictures to put up, and sound effects to play? Brian W., Aldeburgh, Suffolk, England.
England.
I figured it was in English. My mum.
Why?
My mum.
Why is
my
it? Mom. Why is mom mum, but dad isn't dad. Dud? Why isn't that?
So the mum's was...
So
well,
Brian's got a question for Jimbo. How do you decide what goes on the board?
Well, Brian.
Yes.
Thanks for that question.
11 years old.
I'm glad you're interested in that. At what, 11?
11 years old.
11. That's it's a good field to get into with the technology now.
Yeah.
And everything that's going on.
Because we have a lot of pictures and a lot of
we're getting more into clips and stuff like that. Number one, it takes a good show. Now, I don't know if that means anything to you. The people sitting on this sides of the mic exclude me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the gentleman on my right and my left.
Gentlemen, don't call us.
Yeah. Well, you know, that helps that you that you have that type of people that you can work with.
Mm-hmm.
We have what we call a run sheet, and myself and Derek, every morning that we run the shows, and prior to sometimes, we'll get together and see what the shows are about, and that gives you an idea what kind of clips you want to run and this kind of thing.
And we're actually looking, Brian, if you watch on YouTube, we're actually on a teleprompter. We're looking at our run sheet.
At our run sheet, what we're going to be doing next. And it takes a feel sometimes. You work with Derek and George and the other shows a lot, so you kind of know when they're going to come into something.
Or
so
your
little clips, you know, and yell, we have little clips on there as to when, you know, something funny we want to play. I make up the script, you know. It's a fill-in, but you have a board that you can run, and it's just, I think a lot of it is the feel for the people that you work with in the show, and it, to me, it's been a great experience at my age. I mean, I've learned a lot of things.
Let me add this in real quick, because it really is amazing. That at 70 some years old, the technology that you have sitting at your house and being able to do it. But on my desktop now, I have a little Minion, which Jimbo's a big fan of Minion.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, don't get annoyed by your parents asking you stupid tech advice you think they should know easily. These are the people who taught you how to use a toilet. Just help them.
So Derek has helped me quite a bit.
Yeah, the amount of knowledge that you have at your age to be able to do things. But because you, this board behind us, you run it.
Yeah.
You run our board from Blog Talk Radio. The only thing that you don't control, because we don't have the technology to do it, or we don't have the money to do it, is the sound.
Yes.
So,
and I basically could do that, too, if we had the technology.
Sure. Yeah, you could run the entire thing.
I'm sure they have the technology.
And, Brian, this might be something, and we mentioned this before, Brian, this might be something that you don't know. Jimbo is our producer, and he is, when he is in his producer's booth, he is about 1,200 miles away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. And we look at his face.
That's
and
mind-boggling.
Yeah, it really. And even
but
for me,
what makes the show run smoothly is these two talk, and they.
Well, yeah.
I've always said there needs to be people. I show up usually if I'm early. It's 4 minutes, before the show starts.
Yeah.
And don't know what's going to be talked about, and these guys.
But we notice it.
Put a professional touch on this.
We
show
notice it when it's
planning.
When it's golf.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah, because come golf season, I am not available on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Most of the guests, really are like, "Where's Jimbo? I told you he's golfing for the summer." Nope. No, we can't have that. And so, Brian, is it Brian?
It's Brian.
Brian, if there's times that you're listening to different shows, and I would encourage you to listen to different shows on The Road Less Traveled. If you're listening and we say, okay, we're going to go to commercial break, and then there's a big pause, that's me being the producer, and that means Jimbo's not here. If it's crisp, if it's clean, If it's a good show, then Jimbo's in the producer's booth. If it's not, then it's me. Then it's me. But we would like, I would encourage you, check out Blog Talk Radio. I know that you've listened to the shows on it, but talk to your mom and dad, and you can do Blog Talk Radio for free. You don't get a board, but there's a lot of different things on the internet that you can work on to be a producer and have your own show.
Yeah. A lot of books.
Yeah.
Or Google. My goodness, you can just Google stuff and
Google all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and it shows you how to do it. And
we're happy you that your mom and dad listened to Derek and George over all the way over in England. Yeah. We apologize to them. We're not sure where they sit or where they stand. So have your mom and dad shoot us a letter as well. So Brian W. from, how would you pronounce that? Aldeburgh?
I believe so.
Aldeburgh, Suffolk.
England.
Now,
I
have no idea where that is.
My guess, that's in Suffolk County.
Yeah, now, okay. Brian, see, what I would be doing at my job, too, at this time while they're discussing all this, I would be on the computer bringing this up to see where this looks.
Yeah, right. Jim could add something by, where is that?
Yeah.
He looks things up.
And I would be talking in Derek's ear here and George's ear, telling them, okay, this is located and such. So that's what a producer's job does. He
and so if you
tries
see
to make the show run smooth.
Yeah, if you see us on YouTube and you see these little wires coming out of our ears and everything, that's Jimbo talking to us. We can hear him. You can't hear him, but we can hear him. So it's a great thing to do. And it's something I'll bet you, Brian, as you grow up, it's just going to get more and more. So we're not quite sure if that's the answer that you were looking for, but that's Jimbo's answer, by golly. And he is sticking to it. So see, there you go.
My story, and I'm sticking to it.
On to Derek and George. It is graduation season, so any parents out there, any kids out there who are getting ready to graduate from either high school, trade school, college, whatever, we want to congratulate you on your accomplishment. Go out and do something great. Looking forward to graduation. My son, and he's the salutatorian, Jeremy's. If you listen to Solomon Hutch on Saturday evenings, they are doing the graduation speech together, and they are singing it to American Pie. They are singing their graduation speech. So
that is awesome. Yeah. I love creativity, new ideas, new. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and I think it starts off something like a long, long time ago. In a town of La Junta, I think something like that. Jacob looks at Jeremy and says, "Your goofy haircut used to make me smile." It's going to be good. So they are talking, and I talked to Jacob. Of course, the graduation speeches, a lot of it are the Dr. Seuss's or the places you'll go. They're going to talk about not so much where you're going to go, because they don't know where you're going to go, but where you're at right now and what we experienced, why we were here. So we're proud of them. We're looking forward to that wherever you're at.
And always remember, wherever you go, there you are.
There you are. That is sound advice.
Right.
So for everybody here at the Road Less Traveled, everybody here at Derek and George, for myself, for George, for Jimbo, who's not in the producer's booth, he's in the studio. Thank you so much for being here. We want to remind you that even if it might be cloudy and cold like it is here in southeastern Colorado, by golly, sun's out.
No, the guns are not out.
Find the guns out. We'll see you next Thursday.